McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Stock markets fall around the world in the face of the Greek debt crisis. Investors are worried about the possibility of Greece leaving or being ousted from the Eurozone. Greece says it will not be able to make a $1.8 billion loan payment due Tuesday to the International Monetary Fund. Greece has scheduled a referendum on Sunday on whether to accept lenders' demands for austerity measures in exchange for new loans. European Union Chief Executive Jean-Claude Juncker warned that a no vote could mean that Greece wants to divorce itself from Europe.
It is time for Greece's political leaders to shoulder their responsibility, to tell their people what is really at stake.
Greece's prime minister is calling on his countrymen, though, to vote no on the referendum. A senior U.S. official says negotiators do not want a lengthy extension of nuclear talks with Iran. The negotiations originally had a deadline of June 30th. The official said it would be no surprise if negotiators missed the deadline by more than 2 days. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said very much the same thing today.
It's likely that the negotiations will extend beyond the deadline, and our negotiators will remain in Vienna past the deadline.
Josh Earnest. Burundi is going ahead with today's parliamentary elections despite an opposition boycott and international criticism. The United Nations and the African Union are questioning whether the vote will be free and fair. The United States Supreme Court has upheld the use of the sedative midazolam in executions by legal injection. In a 5-4 ruling Monday, the court said that use of the sedative in executions does not violate the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. This is VOA News. Taliban militants in western Afghanistan have killed 11 Afghan soldiers. The defense ministry said the insurgents ambushed a convoy of troops Sunday in the Karak district of Herat. The Reuters news agency reports 6 Taliban militants killed in the fighting. Tunisian authorities are searching for accomplices in connection with Friday's mass shooting at a beach resort that left 38 people dead. An Interior Ministry spokesman told reporters Sunday that while a single Tunisian militant carried out the attack, officials are sure he had help beforehand. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports thousands of Iraqis have fled Ramadi in the wake of the takeover of the city by Islamic State militants. Those refugees are stuck at checkpoints in Anbar province and so far have been barred from entering the capital, Baghdad. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Refugee Agency estimates 85,000 people have fled the latest escalation of violence by IS militants in Ramadi since May 15th. It says the majority of the latest wave of displaced individuals remains in Anbar governorate, boosting the numbers of homeless people in this area to 180,000. UNHCR staff in the area report many people on the move face obstacles at various checkpoints out of Anbar into neighboring provinces. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of the founding of a caliphate by the Islamic State group. 1 year ago, IS head Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi declared a caliphate stretching across eastern Syria and northern and western Iraq. A car bomb has killed Egypt's top judicial official, General Prosecutor Hisham Barakat. Edward Uranian reports.
Amateur video showed firemen trying to douse flames pouring from burning vehicles after a powerful car bomb blast struck the convoy of Egypt's top prosecutor. Initial reports said General Prosecutor Hisham Barakat was lightly wounded, but the state news agency later said he died during critical surgery. No group has yet claimed responsibility for Monday's attack. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
U.S. President Barack Obama has signed into law 2 bills giving him greater authority to negotiate international trade agreements. Mr. Obama signed the measures during a ceremony Monday at the White House. The Trade Promotion Authority legislation, also known as Fast Track, is expected to speed the completion of the Trans-Pacific Partnership with 11 Pacific Rim nations in the coming weeks. Mr. Obama also signed a measure that provides $450 million to retrain workers who lose their jobs because of expanded trade. It also extends trade preferences for another decade to sub-Saharan Africa. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.